Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now, yes, thanks the Lord, I am found. Was blind, now I see. Thank the Lord, brother. Amen. Was grace that told my heart. Yes, praise God. In grace, my fears they lay. How precious that grace appeared the hour I first believed. To banded angels, calls and smell, I am God, praise God, amen. Praise God, praise God, praise God, amen. Praise God, praise God, amen. Oh, amazing grace, how sweet the sound, oh, that saved a wretch like me. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you for the amazing grace, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Once we were lost, we were blind. But that grace, oh, has been sufficient for us. Oh, Lord, we thank you. Oh, this evening, my brother, my sister, look at that amazing grace. Oh, look at Calvary, what the Lord has done for us. Oh, he never had any fault in him, but he paid a price that he never owned. He took our sins and nailed it upon the cross. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, glory be to your name, Lord. My brother, my sister, tonight, just Surrender yourself to the Lord. Just say, Lord, here I come. Say, Lord, I thank you for the amazing grace. I thank you, Lord, for what you have done in my life. Of truth, Lord, oh, we were lost, Lord. We were really lost, Lord. But you were rich in grace and mercy. Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord. We bless you, Lord Jesus. Father, not because of any good thing that is in our lives. Oh, but Lord Jesus, you look through the blood of Jesus Christ. And Father, you called us, Lord. You elected us from amongst. Oh, there were many in sin. But yet, Lord, you found me, Lord. There were many in sin. There were many that were lost. There were many that were blind. But yet, Lord, you saw and called me. I thank you, Lord Jesus. I bless you, Lord. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for your mercies. I thank you, Lord, for your protection. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for your loving kindness. Oh, I glorify your name. Thank you, my Lord. Blessed be your name. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus, that you first loved us. You first loved us, Lord. That's why you purchased our salvation on Calvary tree. Thank you, my Lord Jesus. Blessed be your name, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be your name, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Oh, hallelujah. Blessed be your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord, we appreciate you this evening, oh God. Father, as the prophet said, there were many in sin. But yet, Lord, you found us and you called us to be your own, oh God. Father, we know that it is by the amazing grace. Father, we thank you that you first loved us. That's why you purchased our salvation on Calvary tree. Father, we look at the cross, what you did there, oh God. And this evening, Lord, we come with all humility. We come with all lowliness of heart, oh God. We come with all reverence to your feet, oh God. That the purpose for which that, Lord, you have called us, Father, we pray the Lord, it will come unto us, a blessing, O God, that we live here not the same. We thank you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray with all thanksgiving. Amen. 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 God richly bless you, brother. Let's, as we stand in, let's just take our Bible. Let's turn to Matthew 13. We have a real hard subject this evening. Many a time we come here for a prayer meeting. We always carry our request and come to the presence of the Lord. But at times also we go to look at other areas that we expose the devil. Amen. Amen. We need to expose the devil and let him know that we know all his works and place him where he belongs so that he cannot come near us. We have a covenant with God. That covenant, he said, all things are possible to them that believe. Tonight we believe in the name of Jesus Christ that that covenant, as long as we feel that covenant within us, just as Samson, when he feels the covenant hanging behind him, nothing can stand before him. Tonight we take up that covenant. We feel it within ourselves that God, you promise it. It's for us. You said all things are possible to them that believe. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's turn to Matthew 13, 24 to 30. And let's see the works of Satan. And let us now, tonight, we're going to rebuke Satan tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's hear the word of God. Amen. Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servants of the householder came and said unto him, sir, did not thou sow good seed in thy field? From whence then hath it tares? And he said unto them, an enemy. An enemy hath done this. The servants said unto him, would thou then that we go and gather them up? But he said, nay, lest while ye gather up tares, ye root up also the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. And in the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather ye together first the tares. Amen. Gather ye together first the tares.
Amen.
And bind them in bundles to burn them. But gather the wheat into my barn. Let's continue from 36. Then Jesus sent the multitude away and went into the house, and his disciples came unto him, saying, declare unto us the parable of the tares and of the field. We want a revelation. We want us to reveal to us, expose the enemy to us tonight.
Amen.
Amen. And he answered and said unto them, he that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seeds are the children of the kingdom. But the tares are the children of the wicked one. The enemy that sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world. And the reapers are the angels. As therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be in the end of this world. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they are here tonight. And they shall gather out of his kingdom all the things that offend, and the things which do iniquity. Amen. And shall cast them into a furnace of fire, and there shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. That's where the devil belongs tonight. Praise the Lord. That's where the devil belongs tonight. The bottomless pit. Praise God. Let's bow our heads. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word, O God. Once you spoke about this parable, O God, to the multitude, they went home without understanding anything. But Lord, you said, blessed are your ears to your disciples. Blessed are your eyes. Oh, Lord Jesus, they came back to you and you revealed your word to them. The parable you revealed, Lord, unto them. Tonight, oh, Lord Jesus, oh, as you expose the enemy, tonight we are here, oh, God, oh, to see the works of Satan and rebuke it in the name of Jesus Christ, who has been after your children, that will never give your children peace. In the name of Jesus Christ, tonight we bring the works of Satan down. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray with all thanksgiving. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your grace, amazing grace that has brought us to your presence. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated? God richly bless you for coming. Oh, praise the Lord. We have a topic here tonight. It's a message the prophet preached. The seed of discrepancy.
Amen.
The seed of discrepancy. And this is the text that the prophet used. Amen. I was looking at another topic. Beware of deception.
Amen.
Beware of deception. That is the devil.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Brethren, as we are here with this message, one thing you got to know, the devil is fighting against us. The devil is fighting against you, sister. We have been hearing this remark all the time, that the devil has no holiday.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He hasn't got any time that he said, this is a holiday, he's going to rest a little. He's always on the go. He's following the children of God wherever they go. And if you remember, Job, whom God praised that this is a man that had no sin. Praise God. And yet any time Job and his family meet, Satan will be seated there.
That's right. Amen.
See? He's there to do what? To find a way. If he could just find a way to sow a seed of discrepancy. And the prophet said, that's a seed of discord.
Amen. Yes.
If you could get any way, he sows that seed amongst what? The children of God. Brethren, people don't see the battle that the church of God always faces.
Yes.
Meanwhile, whilst I was in the quiet room, I heard some brethren have sent a prayer request, the Brother Juser. We will remember them in prayer.
Amen.
We don't know the rest of the brethren, but we believe that it's for a good reason that they are not here. But meanwhile, if any of them are in the house listening, they should take notice of this. The battle continues unabated.
Amen.
The devil sleeps not.
Yes.
Praise God. Now let's look at what we read. You know this text is very with something that we've been reading all the time. The parable of the sower. A good man went to sow seed. And whilst he's gone, another came and sowed tares among them. And the prophet calls it the seed of discrepancy. Amen. Seed of discord. Let me read something from the prophet here. One time the prophet said, he was going to preach in a business fellowship in Phoenix. And he read this text and he was looking for a topic which he wanted to give to this text. So this word discrepancy came to his mind. So he said he quickly went and took a dictionary to find the meaning of discrepancy. He said, I went down and found the word of discrepancy. And I got the dictionary and I looked what the word discrepancy means. And it means sowing discord. Sowing discord. Or being contrary. And that is the work of the devil. That's the work of the devil. He cannot build. He cannot establish. His is what? Is to destroy. His is to pervert the good works of God. And so, he said, I believe that Jesus was speaking this parable in his day, but was meaning it to be at the end of the world, the end of the age, which is this day. Amen. Amen. I believe this little text tonight is a very appropriate for the hour that we are living in. Because Jesus distinctly said here that the gathering would be at the end of the world. Amen. Amen. The gathering of the wheat and the gathering of the tares. My brother, which way? Will you be gathered among the wheat? Or are you going to be gathered among what? The tares. The devil sowing discord. The devil trying to draw your attention to another thing instead of the word of God. But tonight, the Holy Spirit is here. We are going to charge that enemy. And he said that this scripture, there is another scripture that goes with it, which we need to look at it carefully. That is Matthew 24:24. He said, for there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Praise God. Brother, sowing discord. And they will come out as what? Real, true believers. Praise the Lord. And what is their work? If possible, it will deceive the very elect. But praise be to God. The true elect. Because he said, if it were possible, that means it will be impossible for the elect to be deceived. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank the Lord for it.
Thank you, Lord.
The devil is so cunning, deceptive. He will never come to you as an enemy. He will come to you as a sister.
Amen.
He will come to you as a brother.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Very deceptive. You know, back in Ghana, I don't know, brother, whether you know of that tree. There is a tree. When it has not yet bore fruits, when you see it, you think that it's a mango tree. Praise the Lord. The leaves, everything just like mango tree. But when the fruit time comes, it cannot bear mango tree, mango fruits.
Hallelujah.
It bore some hard green thing, very hard. Praise God.
Amen.
So by their fruits,
Amen.
You will know them.
Amen.
They look alike. They hold the same message.
Amen.
But to sow discord. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That is where the warning to you is to beware.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
By their fruits, you will know them. That's what Christ said.
Amen.
Tonight, Christ have made it to know that he sowed a good seed. But the enemy will come sowing discord. And in this wise, my brother, my sister, you need the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Don't just say, oh, I believe I'm an elect. And so, it's not possible. I believe I'm elect. My brother, if you begin to believe that way, You are not an elect. Praise the Lord. But the thing is, Lord, help me. Lord, let the enemy always expose the enemy to me. Father, let your Holy Spirit always guide me. I raise my hands towards you, Lord. You need, it is a fight, it's a battle, my brother. If you relax and say, oh, the Bible says they let, so they cannot be deceived. My brother, you'll be taken away. Amen. Before you are aware, you are already gone. Amen. It's a battle. As God told Joshua, this, never let it what? Depart from your sight. Amen. Meditate upon it day and night. Amen. By this, when the devil sees it, he runs away. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
The prophet said he went the first time. He was just a young evangelist. A Baptist, he was just a young evangelist. And he went to a meeting in, Mishawaka in Indiana. And at that Pentecostal, it was a Pentecostal convention. He said there were two men seated in front and tongues just went off. One was speaking in tongues, and as he ended, the other one also picked it up and just said what? Gave the interpretation of the tongues. Praise the Lord. He said that was the first time he saw that kind of word, the moving. Amen. And he went to look into the word and found out that it was scriptural. Praise God.
Amen.
He found out that it was scriptural. So he wanted to meet these two people. Know how he wanted to meet these two people. And when he met the first one, he said the man was a real, genuine Christian. Praise God. But when he met the second one, he said, let me just read it here, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
He said, after that, why? I thought if I could only get where these two men was that spoke in tongues and interpreted. That was burning me up in my head, and I wanted it so bad. Well, as I've told you at the beginning, a little gift that you pull over, you know, gifts are and callings are without repentance. You are born with them if they are gifts of God. I just don't know what it was, but I thought if I could ever talk to them, well, I didn't know that. Because in the building, I felt like it's really the Spirit of God. See? He said the meeting place, he felt that this is really the Spirit of God that is here. So I got to talk to one of them, and I asked him a few questions, and he was a real, genuine Christian. There was no doubt about that. That man was a real believer. And the next man, when I asked to him, I talked to him, if I ever met a hypocrite, that was one of them. Oh, praise the Lord. The man was actually, see, a hypocrite. So look at it, my brother. Look at it, my sister. A genuine Christian, oh, speaking in tongues. And then a hypocrite interpreting. The prophet said it took 2 years. He couldn't understand this. Amen. Until God revealed it to him. That look. The rains. You see? When the good man sow the seed. And then the evil one, the wicked one also came and sow the tares amongst them. He said he had a vision and he saw that these two, they were all bent down. They needed rain. Praise the Lord. They prayed. It looks as if they were praying. The tares and the seed and the wheat. And then the rains came. And they all sprang up. They were all praising God. One a wheat, one a tear. Praise the Lord. My brother, you see the situation. That in the same field, in the same field, there was a tear, there was a wheat. They were all receiving what? They were all receiving the rains. And they were all praising God. But one was a seed of discrepancy. A seed of the devil. Praise the Lord. Brethren, this is the thing. Don't look at the whole church as a general, but look at yourself individually.
Amen.
Amen. Look at yourself individually. Because if this can speak virtues, and this same can speak evil. My brother, my sister, what have you gotten now? You've gotten here and here in the same body. Praise the Lord. If it is a true source of God, then it has to be what? Grace. It has to be what? Blessings.
Amen.
So my brother, even what we say, what we think, this is our thought. The other day we heard that message on the road to Damascus. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
On that road to Damascus, Saul the Pharisee was going to do what? He was going to do evil.
Amen.
So this our mind, sometimes it goes on a mission.
Amen.
Our mind can go on a mission to Damascus.
Amen.
To go and do evil.
Amen.
What you think in your mind, my brother, my sister.
Amen.
You say that, oh, nobody sees it. God is seeing it.
Amen.
Your mind traveling to Damascus. Thinking evil on a mission to Damascus. And then at the same time, you come to church. Oh, praise God. Oh, what kind of person you are. My brother, that's Satan. It is not you, it's a spirit. Tonight, we are going to take that spirit away. The Lord, set my mind, set my thoughts, set my everything free. Praise the Lord. Let's take notice of this. We are looking at our own self. Because you and I, if that spirit that always travels to Damascus, tonight, if we are able to take it away, that seed of discrepancy that the enemy has sown in your life, if you are able to what? Discharge it tonight.
Amen.
I discharge my own. We come here. Oh, sickness can never enter here.
Hallelujah.
If Satan is coming, he will stand behind the door far away there. Amen.
Hallelujah.
My brother, my sister, think. You yourself, sit down and examine yourself. And see how sometimes your thoughts go on a mission to Damascus. Praise the Lord. Think of it. Tonight is the enemy that has sown that discord. That seed of discrepancy. We're going to shake it off tonight. Amen. And we go to watch. There are, like what we just read,
there are this spirit also that comes in the church as a brother, as a sister. I begin to sow discord. Praise the Lord. Amen. We got to watch that also. We're going to pray against any spirit, any contrary spirit that comes to this house.
Yes.
To disturb the children of God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. That's right.
Look at empty chairs all around here. See? I know there are generally the reason why many people are not here. But meanwhile, there are people who are okay to be here, but they are not here. Brethren, we got to set everything right in this church.
Yes.
We got to set everything right in this church. If God needs to move in this church, then we have to set ourselves right.
Yes. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Look, when something happens in the church or in your life, you cover it. You cover it. You cover it. Then it begins to build current. Begins to build current. And the day it explodes, it kills a lot. Amen.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
At times we come to church, our attitude, brother, where is the Holy Spirit's joy? Where is the joy?
Amen.
We come to church and you see the way even some, look, some brethren are seated even in churches, and some sisters are seated. When it comes to worship, people standing like this and making like this. My brother, my sister, what do you mean? These are all seed of discrepancy. Got to speak it hard. It's not the brother, it's not the sister, but the spirit that is working in him. We got to rebuke that spirit.
Amen. Amen. Glory.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Give me the text that listen. Yeah. He said, see, I was discussing some short fellowship with Brother George. And when he went back, he found this quotation and brought it to me. I said, oh, God bless you, brother. He said, see, if you got a resenting audience, the Holy Spirit would not even reveal. Amen.
Amen.
Resenting audience. Some attitudes are resenting. Praise God. This is from our prophet.
Hallelujah.
It's just resenting. If you cannot come to church, stay at home. Let what the Holy Spirit, three people in this house, we will worship God.
Amen.
Let it be said hard this time. Look, the prophet saying, see, if you got a resenting audience, the Holy Spirit wouldn't even reveal. And why? How can we even heal our little daughter, our little son, headache?
Amen.
Because of what? The seed of discrepancy. The seed of discord. Achan spirit in the camp. You got to have something that's working together. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Got to get something that is working together.
Amen.
They were in one place and in one accord.
Hallelujah.
They were in what? They were in what?
One accord.
Amen. Before what happened?
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. There was no seed of discrepancy amongst them. There was no seed of discord amongst them. And the movement of the Holy Spirit. Nothing could stop the Holy Spirit then. Because they were in one accord. Amen. They were in one place and in one accord. And then there came a sound from heaven rushing, see? But when you got, no matter how much I will pray, see, he stopped there and said, but when you got, when you get what? Discord. No matter how much I will pray and lay day and night studying and praying before the Lord, walk down here, maybe the anointing on me, walk up here and feel the resentment. See? It just grieves him right away. Amen.
Amen.
Your pastor will come here with all anointing. Then as he comes and stands here, he sees that resenting spirit. Discourse. Seeds of discrepancy. The Holy Spirit does what? It takes flight. It's gone.
Amen.
You've grieved the Holy Spirit. It just grieves him right away. And he won't reveal nothing. People will come here with their sick and go back still sick. People come here with all their requests. They go back the same. My brother, my sister. But when you walk down here in under the anointing and fill your audience under the anointing, oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
That's when the Holy Spirit begins to work then. And he begins to move and do great things for us. So, you see? Amen.
Amen.
Tonight, the seed of discord and discrepancy in this church, we're going to pray tonight.
Amen.
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 All slothfulness and lukewarmness.
Amen.
Laodicea spirits that have caught some. Tonight, it's not the brother. It's not the sister. It's that the enemy. Amen.
Amen.
So we are that spirit. We're going to rebuke that spirit.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Amen.
This church must stand as the living church of God.
Amen.
We must have a testimony. Praise God.
Amen.
We must have a testimony. We need to prove that. Brother, what's the need? You put petrol in your car and drive all the way from Babriga and come here from the other side. From here, you come and sit down here and you don't get anything out of it. What is the need? It is ourselves. It's you and I. Got to bring the power of God down in this house. It's you and I. got to get that spirit of discrepancy out. Praise the Lord. How many are ready to pray tonight?
Amen.
So that when my daughter, my brother, brother, what is your request? I want this from the Lord.
Amen.
Brethren, let's pray. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
The Amen. Brother comes back with a testimony
Amen.
To the glory of God.
That
show the power of God in the house of God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. How could we be going on like this? Let's shake everything tonight. My brother, come over to give us a lead us in song. Amen. How many believe it?
Amen.
God richly bless you. I say if you remain three people in this house,
Hallelujah.
God is looking for the quality. He's not looking for the number.
Amen.
Amen. Oh! Discrepancies, those tests must be bundled tonight.
Amen.
As he said, he will gather those ones first. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So Lord, tonight, gather the tests amongst us, Lord.
Hallelujah.
The spiritual tests. And let's see your glory. Amen.
Faith in the Father and faith in the Son. Faith in the Holy Ghost. These three are one. Demons will tremble. And sinners awake. Faith in Jehovah can anything shake. Faith in the Father and faith in the Son. Faith in the Holy Ghost. This three are one. Demon will tremble. And sinners
awake.
Faith in Jehovah can anything shake. Faith in the Father and faith in the Son. Faith in the Holy Ghost. These three are one. Demons will tremble. And sinners
awake.
Faith in Jehovah can anything shake. Faith in the Father and faith in the Son. Faith in the Holy Ghost. This three are one. Demons will tremble. And
the church before you, Lord. But before
in Jehovah,
you got to lift yourself up before the Lord. Say, Lord, search through me and see if there is any discord in me, O Lord. Lord, I surrender everything. I bring myself, Lord, for the searchlight. Or to be upon me tonight. Lord, take every discord spirit in my life. Because we got to set ourselves right first. Before now we can put the church before the Lord. That we see the movement of the power of God. Amen. It is not the question of just healing. That shows that there is a power of God. But when the word that saves sinner, that's the greatest miracle.
Amen.
Amen.
That our lives bring people to be saved, that is the greatest miracle. Because if I meet a cripple and I say, in the name of Jesus Christ, stand up and walk,
and he stands and walks, but I'm not able to save him. Praise the Lord. I've done nothing. This is not a miracle. But when someone is crippled, I'm not able even to let the person walk, but I'm able to save his life. That is the greatest miracle. Amen. When he goes over there, he won't be a cripple. But when I raise up a cripple and he gets lost and go to hell, what have I done? My brother, my sister, when we talk about the power of God, we are talking about the word anointing upon the people, that our lives will really be a testimony, a pistol being read of all men. Praise the Lord. That even in our vicinity, people will see and they even come and they said, oh brother, why you are look so different? You go to your working place, people see that you are different. Amen. That's the kind of word, power we're talking about. People will look into our lives and be saved. Amen. Than to say, stand up and walk and then goes to hell. I've done nothing. Praise the Lord. Tonight, just bring yourself before the Lord. That Lord, whiter as snow, do you know how to sing? Whiter than snow. Oh my God, I've forgotten this song. Okay. Let's sing this song. Search me, or you know, search me, O God, and know my thoughts. O God.
O God.
As you sing it prayerfully, be praying alongside.
Know my heart today. Try me, O Savior. Know my thoughts, I pray.
The second voice, second verse. I praise the Lord for cleansing me from sin, fulfill thy word and make me pure within. Let's just get ourselves into prayer now. Let's get into ourselves. Oh Lord, search my life, oh Lord. Search my life, oh Lord. Father, I want to be relieved from any works of Satan, any thoughts that are evil. Lord, any discord in my life, any discrepancy in my life. Oh Lord, I want to be as white as snow before you. Oh, just search me, oh God. I know my heart today, Lord. Try me, O Savior. Know my thoughts, Lord. And see if there be some wicked way in me. Cleanse me, O, from every sin, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus.
Some wicked way.
My brother, the spirit of Elijah. Come on, come on. The spirit of Elijah. That is how we see it. Come on. Come on.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Spirit of Elijah does us bear. Take of this, you'll never thirst again. The Spirit and the Bride say, come. He led and he let it hear what the Spirit said to the church. Never fail. Come and think from this wrong. You'll never thirst again. The Spirit and the Bride say, come. Come out, come in, come out.
Brother Mike.
Come forward. Of Elijah turns us back. Come and drink of this rock. You'll never thirst again. The Spirit and the Bride say, come.
Someone raise up prayer for us. Pray.
Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight, Father Lord. But Lord, there are moments like this when, like your children, we have to come into thy presence to examine ourselves, Father. Jesus. Lord, most of the times the devil comes, Lord, as an angel of light, hides in our hearts, Lord, pretending to be a spirit from you. Lord, working secretly and using our members against ourselves, Father.
Yes.
Tonight we thank you, Lord God. Lord, Father, you have brought us to our attention, Lord. And we have revealed this spirit. You have unveiled it, this spirit, Lord.
Amen.
Tonight we thank you, Father.
Amen.
Oh, we thank you, Father, for being in our midst tonight, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we lift up ourselves before you, Father, amen. Lord. Lord, your eyes can see every corner of ourselves, our hearts, Father.
Yes, Lord.
We pray tonight, Lord. Any spirit, Lord, that hates your word. Any spirit tonight, Father.
Yes,
Lord. God of the enemies, but I'm turn themselves into the spirit of the Lord and come into our lives.
Yes.
Lord, to use us against each other. To sow seeds of discord. Any spirit that use our mouth, that use our tongue, that use our eyes, that use our hearts, even our emotions, against
Lord,
our
Jesus.
Brothers in the church. Oh Lord, tonight, Lord, we are calling upon thy name, O God.
Lord,
let your fire come and drag them all.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Lord, when you called your children in Job, the devil was also there.
Yes.
Lucifer came there when your children meet. Every time we meet, Lord, the devil comes.
Yeah.
He comes to spy on our liberty and to bring us back into captivity. But tonight, oh God,
thank
your
you, Lord.
Spirit has unveiled them all.
Amen.
Every spirit in this church.
Amen.
Every spirit in any brother, in any sister, in myself, Lord, in anybody at all.
Yes, Lord.
That is using them against us. Lord, we pray tonight. Let your fire consume them all.
Amen.
When your people are gathered together, oh God, any satanic spirit that shall come into our midst, Lord, let your fire consume them all.
Amen.
Tonight, Father, we depend upon you alone. Lord, let your Holy Spirit take control.
Yes.
Let that spirit of love come back once
again. Amen.
May we begin to see the witnesses, oh Lord, of your spirit
yes,
of love
Lord.
In our midst, Lord. In those days when brothers are close from church, Lord, and we all march into one brother's house, and we all continue with the fellowship there, Lord, let that same spirit come back again
Amen.
In our midst.
Amen.
Oh Lord, anytime we gather together, Lord, around thy word, Lord God, let the spirit of the living God come mightily in our midst, O God.
Yes, Lord.
May we see healings, O God.
Amen.
May we see prophecies, O God.
Amen.
May we see deliverance, Father.
Amen.
May we see salvation, O God.
Amen.
May we see breakthroughs, Father.
Amen.
May we see prayers being answered in the name of Jesus Christ. Remove every obstacle that is in the way of our prayers.
Thank
Remove
you,
every hindrance that has been in the way of our prayers.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, this spirit is working secretly in our life,
Amen.
In this church, and without our notice. We pray, oh God, from the little one here in this house to
Amen.
The elderly Father.
Amen.
We are all
Amen.
Praying before
the Amen.
Father. Shine your light, Lord,
yes,
in our life,
Lord
Father.
Jesus.
And every spirit of darkness shall flee from our life. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let the spirit of light shine upon us right
Amen.
Now, Lord. In Jesus' name, Father.
Oh, yes, Lord.
That whenever we meet, oh God, we shall have cause to testify
Amen.
That the Lord God was in our midst.
Amen.
How we pray for our pastor, oh God. Lord, without you, Lord, what is it going to be, Father Lord?
Yes, Lord.
Oh, without your grace, without your hand upon him, Father Lord God, what can he do, Father?
Yes,
Lord. We lift him before thee, O God.
Amen.
You have chosen him, Lord God, to lead this bride.
Amen.
You have chosen
Amen.
Him to lead this sheep, O God.
Amen.
Oh, may you anoint my prayer, Father Lord.
Yes, Lord.
May you strengthen him, Father. Lord, may you be his defense, O God. Lord, may you throw your fire of war around him, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Every mouth, O God, that shall lift up against him, Lord, may you shut those mouths,
Amen.
O God. Every evil tongue, Lord, that shall come against him, Lord, let your fire consume that tongue.
Amen.
The Lord God, you shall anoint him. Oh, Lord, whenever he stands behind the pulpit, Lord, you shall move him from the synagogue,
right.
And you shall call the angel,
the
Lord, from heaven,
Jesus
Lord, to
Christ.
Take the coal of fire from the altar and touch his lips, Father.
Amen.
That he shall begin to speak your mysteries unto us,
oh,
in the
hallelujah.
Name of Jesus Christ. That
Amen.
Under his voice, oh God, every evil spirit shall fly away, oh God.
Amen.
Under his voice, Lord, every sickness shall run away, Father. Oh. Under the sound of his voice, Father, every demonic power, Lord, shall vanish in the name of Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
You, Lord, how we pray for his family. May you bless him, Lord. Bless his children.
Yes, Lord.
Bless his wife.
Yes, Lord.
Bless his work.
Hallelujah.
Grant him the spiritual blessing of the living God.
Amen.
Grant him the physical blessing of the living God.
Amen.
Bless him. Grant him the financial blessing of the living God.
Amen.
Grant him the material blessing of the living God.
Amen.
Grant him all the blessings of Abraham in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Lord, I pray for the little children in this house, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, they are gifts that you have given unto us, Father.
Amen.
Lord, we lift them up before thee.
Amen.
When the devil is able to touch them, Lord, they have touched your eyes, Father. Amen. Oh, Lord, that your grace shall be with them, Father.
Amen.
We pray for every child, Lord, every adult child, every younger child, every baby, even the unborn ones.
Amen.
Lord, we pray for them all in the name of Jesus Christ.
Oh, yes,
throw your
Lord.
Fire of war around them, oh God.
Amen.
Wherever they are, Father, Lord, may you be by their side,
yes,
Father.
Lord.
May you deliver them from every wrong influence, Lord. Amen. Every wrong anointing, oh God.
Yes.
May you deliver them, I pray, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Oh,
Lord, may
God.
You bless their going out.
Thank
may you
Lord
bless
Jesus.
Their coming in.
Thank
in their
Lord
schools,
Jesus.
Lord. In their homes,
Thank
Lord.
Lord
outside
Jesus.
With their friends, Lord. Lord, may you be with them in Amen. The name of Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
May they continue to be the first among their equals.
Amen.
May they continue to be the head and never the tail. Let your countenance continue to shine upon their lives,
yes,
I pray,
Lord
Father.
Jesus.
May they be a blessing unto their parents, oh God.
Amen.
May they be a blessing unto their friends, oh God.
Yes,
may they
Lord.
Be a blessing to anybody who come close to them, Father,
Amen.
Lord God. May they be successful, Lord, to whatever they do in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
Oh God, I shall grant them grace, Lord, that people shall look at their life, Father, and be converted unto thee, Father, Lord. We pray, oh God, and commit our brother Maswell into your hands, Lord. Father, for this moment, Father Lord God, that touching his mind, losing his instincts, oh God, even for this prayer meeting, Father Lord, we thank you for the virtue that have gone out of him, Father. We know that, Lord God, you are going to replenish it, Father. We pray that you shall touch him more and more, lead him to deeper truth, I pray. Anytime he stands here, Father, let that great angel, the living God, stand by his side.
Amen.
And may he use him against every opposing spirit
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
As we live here, Lord, may you cannot save Jenny back home. Bless every brother here tonight. Those who didn't come for the Lord for whatever reason, We lift them up all before thee.
Amen.
Let your mercies touch them, Lord.
Amen.
If anybody needs grace, grant them grace, Father. If anybody needs healing, may you heal them.
Amen.
If anybody needs a breakthrough, may you grant them breakthroughs, Father.
Amen.
Lord God. Father, may you give them cause, Lord, to gather around thy word the next time we are gathered here, Father Lord.
Amen.
Bless this church, Father. We are still depending upon you. You will never look back.
Amen.
We continue looking forward, Father. For you are God who will never lie, Father. You promised that you shall be with us to the end of time.
Yes,
and your word is ever yea and amen.
Amen.
Lord, may you continue to be with us, O God. Let the devil be ashamed, O God.
Amen.
Thank you for your blessings, Lord, tonight. Thank you for the food, Father. Take us home, Lord. And when you do tarry, Lord, and Saturday be ours. Let us around thy food, thy table once again. And we shall be careful to give you the glory. This we ask in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. God richly bless you. We thank the Holy Spirit utterances. God richly bless you, my precious brother.
Amen.
Give us the last song.
Create in me a clean heart. Oh God.
Yes, just shake your brother and say, God richly bless you. Sister,
and
God richly bless you.
Renew your right spirit.
Amen.
Within me.
The enemy is ashamed. He's defeated.
Creating me a clean heart. Oh God.
And renew
your right spirit within. Cast me not away.
Oh, cast me not away.
From thy presence, O Lord, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and renew a right spirit within. Cast me not away. Cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and renew a right spirit. Within me, cast me not away. Cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord. And take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Spirit, we